You're listening to SBS News.
This is a party almost three decades in the making. As a couple of hogs roast above an open pit and with beers in hand, North Macedonia fans gather at Sydney's Illenden Sports Club, 15,000 kilometers away from North Macedonia. Australia has a population of more than 200,000 expat Macedonians, one of the largest in the world. They're gathering to mark the nation's 1-0 win over Georgia, the nation's first major tournament win in 27 years. Rochdale Illenden Football Club Secretary General Manager Louis Blavesky says celebrations such as the one that took place at his football club on Friday night are happening wherever there are North Macedonian diasporas around the world.
The 1-0 result against Georgia meant that it was qualification for the Euro for the very first time. And by all means, wonderful scenes from what I saw over Facebook for what's happening in Skopje and all the cities.
This triumph was a seminal moment for the small European nation. It was billed as North Macedonia's biggest game since its first official match in 1993. And it was 37-year-old Goran Pandev making his 115th international appearance that would score the winning goal.
Pandev scores! Goran Pandev has scored many goals for North Macedonia, but this could be the most important of them all.
Well, in such an average game, I can't believe what we've just seen. We've seen an absolute top quality, world-class goal, team goal.
The full-time whistle brought coaches, players, and supporters to tears around the world. Scotland's men's team has also been a notable absentee from major tournaments since the 1998 World Cup. The Tartan Army thought Ryan Christie had secured victory and therefore qualification against Serbia, but Scottish hearts sank in the 90th minute as the match went to penalties.
Marshall stays at home, the header just beats him, and Serbia have equalised, and it's Jovic with the goal.
The match went to penalties where David Marshall would become the hero for Scotland. He just didn't know it yet.
David Marshall again is the Scottish hero. Scotland, Marshall didn't know. He'd not been calculating. Scotland are through to Euro 2020. They won the semi-final against Israel on penalties. They've beaten Serbia in their own backyard on penalties. And Scotland it is who will go through.
Back at the Illenden Sports Club, fans were equally, if not more, jubilant as North Macedonia advanced to win its place at next summer's European Championships.
And look what it means! The biggest game in the history of both of these nations. And it's North Macedonia who have emerged victorious. Agony for Georgia. And now the celebrations can begin in earnest.
It's a win Vince Banov in Sydney had been waiting for his whole life.
Well, it's a lifetime. Waiting lifetime. Didn't go to bed. Couldn't sleep. Woke up right on time. And it's a lifetime opportunity to tell the world who we are and what we are and how good we are. So it was just amazing.
Assam Al-Ghalib, SBS News.